Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V's, you guys know what time it is. It is time for Real Talk. That's right, the one place where we keep it real for 1 hour on the internet, the quickest hour of talk radio on the internet. I'm Miss V, and I've got my co-host Greg out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Miss V?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing good. But I got something I really
want to
talk about.
Let's do it.
And it's something that everybody can relate to. This has something, well, it's somewhat politics, but it's not really politics. But I'll let everybody else make their decision on that. Now, we know we got the good old United States Postal Service doing what they do best, right? So I have 4 packages. I want y'all to hear this, not one, not two, not three, but 4 fucking packages that are sitting in Detroit. They've been sitting there for damn near a week, waiting to be delivered to my house. I've been tracking. Now, the part where I say it's somewhat politics, because that fucking DeJoy motherfucker who told the damn Postal Service to quit doing their job because it was costing too much goddamn money. Bitch, we pay your salary. Let the fucking postal workers do their damn job. You got rid of the sorting machines. They could not put them back in after you pulled them out, because it's not just that simple. You know, you don't pull something out and say, when you're told to put it back in, just easily put it back in, especially when you fucking destroyed it. Now, I don't know how many people have been doing like I've been doing, but I decided to, I thought I was doing the right thing by doing my holiday shopping online, but having the stuff shipped. I ordered shit in fucking November, like right after Thanksgiving. I should have it by now, right? My shit looked like it might not be here until Christmas. So I want the, you know, I want fucking DeJoy, whatever your name is, the motherfucker who decided that he wanted to fuck with the postal system because he wanted to fuck with the election. But guess what? Now you're fucking with the holidays. And it's so fucked up. And I want people to really listen to what I'm saying. The United States Postal Service is private and government owned. It's not wholly private, and it's not wholly government. But
right.
Today, the COVID-19 vaccine was sent out to every state in the United States. And I don't know how many people watched it, but I want y'all to understand something. It's fucked up when the United States Postal Service is not included in the distribution. Why? Because they're fucked up. It's fucked up when the one thing that we should be able to depend on was not entrusted with delivering the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I want everybody to understand, the United States Postal Service does have planes. Don't think they don't have planes. The United States Postal Service has planes. They also have fucking 18-wheelers, and we all know because we see them motherfuckers when they're driving across state lines.
Yes.
Don't you think it's fucked up that the United States Postal Service does not have their hand in this at all, because they cannot be entrusted to get the fucking vaccine to the goddamn hospitals? I want everybody to really think about that, because anytime FedEx and UPS say, fuck y'all, we got this, first of all, FedEx and UPS are competitors. But they said, they told everybody else, fuck you, we got this.
Yep.
I've been following this shit most of the day. I started following it this morning. And I want everybody to understand, this is what happens when people go in and try to fix something that wasn't fucking broke. Because, see, the United States Postal Service about 20 years ago, got into the overnight delivery service and the two-day delivery service. All their express services, which are cheaper actually than FedEx and UPS. But when you sit there and you start fucking with it like that fucking Detroit jackass again, if I got his name wrong, I'm pretty sure I got his name right because I remembered it, because Detroit is fucking delirious, the stupid, the dumb, the
He's
jackass.
He's a douchebag.
Okay, put the douchebag on there. Also, the fact that you fucked with the United States Postal Service, is it perfect? No. Was it broke? No. Could have been fixed some more?
No.
Yeah. But you went and broke something that was not that fucked up because you were told by a jackass, 70-plus-year-old child, to go fuck with it. So when this 70-plus-year-old child tells your ass to go jump off a motherfucking cliff, I guess you're going to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But the money that the United States Postal Service could have gotten, because think about it, people have to pay to have this shit shipped. Because do you think that FedEx and UPS is doing this shit for free? No.
Fuck no. Fuck
so,
no.
So that is money that could have gone to the United States Postal Service. That would have been good money because, remember, that would have been overnight and two-day delivery. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And just like UPS and FedEx dedicated planes and trucks to it, UPS could have did it also. But instead, I want everybody to understand. You have two private companies that have no federal funding whatsoever doing what the United States Postal Service could have also done also.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When people start saying that, oh, we got the COVID-19 vaccine. Look at who got involved. You have all private industry. So when you have the government saying, we did this, I checked into this. So anybody who thinks, I don't do conspiracy theories, okay? I don't listen to Newsmax and all that other shit. And they might say, you guys might say that I listen to conspiracy theories because I listen to MSNBC and CNN. We all have our news preference, but Newsmax is not a news source. I will say that wholeheartedly. Newsmax, I don't even know what the fuck they call themselves. But they're not real news, in my opinion. But what I will tell you is that I have checked up on the vaccines. I've looked at Operation Warp Speed. I want everybody to understand, Pfizer did not get any money from Operation Warp Speed whatsoever. The only thing that they have doing with Operation Warp Speed is that the United States government paid for so many doses of the vaccine ahead of time. That's what part of Warp Speed they did. But as far as the research and all of that, Pfizer, the company that put out the vaccine today, did not get any funding for Operation Warp Speed. The
correct.
Next company that's come up, they did get funding. So when people
yeah.
start saying, oh, we're taking credit, first of all, I could care less about taking credit. First of all,
yeah.
the vaccine, I want everybody to understand, maybe because my nerd in me has been paying attention. Again, you can go look this up. The reason why this vaccine was created so quick, which is unusual, is because China found the actual full, I forget what you call it, the full element of it, the DNA. China got the full DNA of the COVID-SARS vaccine, the COVID-SARS. They had, what they did was they went onto one of those nerdy science journals. They have a website for the nerdy science people. I'm not one of those nerdy science people, okay? So I don't know which website it is, but I've listened to all these different scientists, and they said China, when they actually got the DNA of COVID-19, they put it out there for the whole world to see. That's why so many countries have been able to come up with vaccines, and it's not just one country.
Right.
The reason why is because they put the DNA out there. On top of this, if you listen to the companies, they were already working on a particular vaccine anyway, and they just put this into what they were already working on. So the reason why it was able to go so fast is because for the past 5, 10, or 15 years, they had already been working on a vaccine similar to this, and they were able to incorporate the information that they received about the DNA of COVID-19 into this to get that done. That's why they were able to do it. So when people say we caused this, first of all, the current commander-in-chief, along with the commander-in-chief that's coming in, neither one of them are nerdy science people. I don't think anybody should try to take credit, because I think that the people who should take care of it is AstraZeneca. The companies that are doing it, the black female scientist who actually developed the vaccine, she had her hand in this. Now, I want people to listen. And the reason why I emphasize black is because I'm a black woman. Am I taking this vaccine? No, because I'm still fucking suspicious of this shit, okay? Listen, I grew up with my family telling me about the Tuskegee experiments, about the experiments that they used to do on black women, about the hysterectomies they would do to women. I want you to know the African-American community has a whole lot to fear. When you look at what goes on in this community, and I'm educating people, not because I'm trying to be a racist, but because I want to educate you. African-American women, when they go in, they are more than likely to get a C-section than natural childbirth than any other race out there, even unnecessary C-sections, because there is no reason why so many women in their 20s, especially black women, should be having C-sections. A C-section is normally a last resort, people. It is not something you say, hey, I think I want to go have a C-section, because the female body is built to give birth. The only time you should get a C-section is if the pelvic cavity is too small for a child's head to go through. Let me tell you, most women don't have big babies. And I'm sorry, but when you look at these Asian women who are pushing out 10, 9, 10, 12-pound children, through that little bitty pelvic area, and I'm using the correct term, so even though I could get really, really, you know, vulgar, I'm going to use the correct terms, and it's the pelvic cavity. And when you look at the pelvis of a woman, the bones in the pelvis area actually are not fused together for a reason, because you get a baby's head to come through there. Also, a baby's head is not completely formed until after it comes out of the uterus, after it comes through the vaginal canal. So the number of African-American women who have had C-sections is high. The number of hysterectomies in the African-American community is high. There's different forms of genocide that go on that they don't talk about. The health care that the African-American community receives is less. I can even tell you that when I go to the doctor, I had a doctor, when I got into a car, tell me I had to sign a waiver saying that I wouldn't get on narcotics. If I asked for too many drugs, they would report me. The problem I had with that is that I hate drugs. And I was not even prescribed narcotics. The heaviest thing I ever got was like a Tylenol 3, which has codeine in it, and I think I got that prescription once. I looked at all my prescriptions to see. I wanted to talk to somebody else. And because I'm an African-American female, I was singled out and said, hey, we're not going to give you no more drugs just because you claim you're in pain. Keyword, claim I'm in pain? This is what goes on. So when people say, why do African-Americans feel that this vaccine is not safe? Guess what? It's not about it being safe. It's about being experimented on. I am a very big proponent of the flu shot. Anybody who listens to me and has been listening to this show, I talk about getting the flu shot because when I travel to Vegas, my bitch ass is the one who normally catches the flu. I will tell you, as a 52-year-old woman, I did not get the flu shot this year. The reason I did not get it is because I'm very suspicious of the government, even though I normally take my ass to see CVS, and I live in Trump territory. I want everybody to understand, I know exactly where I live at. I live in Trump territory. So the odds are I probably get the right vaccine, okay? Because when I say I live in Trump territory, I'm one of the few Democrats to live where I live at. I know what I live around. It's all up in my face. But guess what? My bitch ass still is not going up in the CVS and getting the flu vaccine because I do not want to take a chance that they might say, oh, well, we had COVID. We just wanted to see how it would work. What I'm telling you.
Well, hell, the flu shot's only 40 to 50%.
Right. But if they put something in the flu shot that has the COVID-19 in it, that's how paranoid I am. And I have no problem saying that is a fear that I have, even though I have looked at the science, I've looked at everything, but because I don't trust our government. I don't trust our government.
I don't get the flu shot because every time I do, I get sick with the fucking flu. So why take it? My daughter, being in a nursing situation at a major hospital here in Oklahoma City, she said, yeah, I'm not going to get that, corona shot because.
And there are a lot of medical professionals who will not get the first round. First of all, everybody's not going to get it. I am not going to say I will never get it. And I will say that wholeheartedly. I'm not going to say I will never get it. What I will tell you is that I am not getting it in this round because, for one, I do not require an EpiPen, but I do have a seafood allergy. This
Correct.
Is not supposed to have
Correct.
Anything in it, but guess what? There's already been reactions to it. Two,
yeah.
I've already seen my parents get it. Both my parents are over the age of 70. They need it. I'm not even going to sit here and sugarcoat it. They need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get it. And I'm not telling people not to get it. And I want everybody to understand, I'm not telling anyone not to get it. What I'm saying is that do your research and find out how you may or may not benefit from it at your particular situation. I am very blessed to say that I'm in a situation where I think I would probably be 200,000,067 on the list to get it any damn way. So guess what? I would be one of the last fucking people in the damn country to get it. And the only way, and I can tell you the only way that I would get the shot is if I was mandated. Because of where I work at, that day job I don't tell y'all about that ain't none of y'all damn business, I might be mandated. We've had these conversations.
Right. Right.
We're
going
to find out if I'm going to be mandated. If I'm I'm not going to have a choice.
Same as my daughter, but it's where she's at. It's not mandated, but it is a, do you want it? Okay, we got it. Take it. If not, you can refuse.
Like I said, there's a chance that I might be mandated, but that is a bridge I will cross.
Right.
If and when that comes. But what I will tell people is that I will say, because of the number of senior citizens that we're losing, if your ass is over the age of 70, I'm asking you to get it because I don't want to see no more old people die. And I can tell you with the way these damn nursing homes and shit been going, every time you turn around, they break out in the damn nursing home. But I do have, I'm glancing at the TV while we're talking, and I got another thing. Now, I want people to understand. I really didn't mean to talk about politics tonight, but I want to say, why the fuck would Trump fuck with the state of Michigan when the damn vaccine was coming from Michigan? Is that wise? Why are you going to fuck with the chick who could basically go to Pfizer herself and say, yo, let's just make a deal for the state of Michigan and fuck everybody else?
Yeah.
You know, you want to fuck with people. And I always tell people, watch who you fuck with because you never know who you're fucking with. You know, Pfizer, me and my daughter was talking about this. We already knew Pfizer headquarters was here in Michigan. So the shit, we was like, okay, yeah. There's a lot of things that are headquartered in Michigan that people don't think about because, see, what people think about Michigan, cars. That's all they think about here is cars. Guess what? I'm serious. You think about Michigan, you think about cars. You don't think about 3M headquarters is here, Pfizer headquarters is here. There are a lot of headquarters that have nothing to do with the auto industry that are here.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know that with my time up there.
And I want people to understand the pharmaceutical companies, a lot of their headquarters are here.
Yep.
So when people fuck with Michigan, you know, no, we might not be California and the state of Washington with the techie shit, but we got other shit, okay? We got drugs. And we got 3M. You know, we got drugs and we got the insulation for your house on top of the cars. So we all know people need insulation for their homes. We got 3M here. We all know that people need drugs. We got a lot of drugs. We have a lot of pharmaceutical companies here. A lot of pharmaceutical companies. So I just want people to understand, you know, when people fuck with Michigan, I'd be like, I wouldn't fuck with Michigan if I was anybody. I don't care if it was a Republican in office or a Democrat in office. I wouldn't fuck with Michigan because, you know, Michigan hold a whole lot of shit that you don't know about. Why would you fuck with somebody who could basically tell you, fuck you, bitch?
Well,
you know, you don't know the relationship. You don't know the relationship that the governor has with these different companies. You know, and I'm sure
exactly.
She's had some sit-downs. You know, she could be talking to Pfizer and saying, you know, fuck that motherfucker. He want to fuck with me? Old ass motherfucker. I mean, let's talk like we talk when we be talking. Old ass motherfucker. Who the hell he think he fucking with? And because who the fuck turns down? You're offered. Now, you've already put the money out there for this stuff. You get told, we could give you another $100 million. Your ass turned it down? Because you think something else is going to come out better. Guess what? That's why Europe is ahead of us right now. And that's why they said that if the only vaccine, which we know is going to be more than one out there, if the only vaccine was Pfizer, do you know they said they would not get us another 100 million doses until July of next year?
Correct.
But we could have had them earlier if they would have just paid for them.
Right.
But again, this goes back to why the fuck the postal system ain't got their hands in this shit? FedEx and UPS getting nice money. I will tell you, I was watching, they did an interview with the UPS driver, the UPS pilot, they did an interview today. The one who flew the stuff from Michigan to Louisville, Kentucky. All
right.
I could say is that was a nice looking brother. I couldn't see if he had. He's a nice looking brother, okay? Yeah.
And see,
very
I didn't
well
see that,
spoken.
But Kentucky and Tennessee are the main ports for FedEx and UPS.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, UPS is the East Coast. FedEx is West Coast from those two.
And that
clubs.
Was the agreement they made. Again, they talked.
Correct.
And they said, hey, you go to
and
the West, we'll go to the
out.
East. We got this covered.
Exactly. One plane.
So
I
why the fuck can two companies work together? Two
yep.
private companies, again, these are private companies. They work together
yep.
to get this done. One motherfucker couldn't do it. I mean, again, I truly
well,
feel that the United States Postal Service should have had.
I will put it this way. If now a Republican and a Democrat acted like UPS and FedEx, so much shit would be a whole lot better in this whole country, period. For
people
all
have to learn
Americans.
How to work together.
That's the thing.
And
you got to work
what
together.
To working together because this is the first time that we, and I will say this, since I've been living, well, when President Obama got in office was when we really started seeing hell go away. you know, really come in with Mitch McConnell. First of all, when you are a old-ass white man, and I'm going to say this because when you are an old-ass white man and you refer to yourself as the Grim Reaper, you know the Grim Reaper even dies. So who refers to himself as the Grim Reaper? You know, you're going to kill this, you're going to kill that. Okay, how about you look and say, where can we meet some common ground? Even when they came to common ground in the fucking summer, Mitch McConnell was telling people, nah, we ain't letting that shit go through. Fuck this. Okay, you look like you got fucking damn 50 goddamn turkey necks. Okay, I don't know when you're retiring, but you might want to take care of them damn turkey necks. Okay, because that shit ain't
right.
You. You call yourself
all right,
the
now,
Grim Reaper.
Correct. Now, you will go off on him. Me, I will go off on Pelosi.
Oh, she ain't no better either than her fucking 80-year-old ass.
She has not done any favor to anybody, period, other than her own
position. I got my problems with Pelosi, too, because Pelosi is sitting
plain
there.
Simple.
First of all, when the compromise came down, when they were talking back in the summer, and when they keep coming down, but when I look at both sides, there's fault on both sides. Pelosi should have compromised back in the summer and said, okay, let's get this done. But you've got the Gang of Eight that nobody wants to listen to, and I want to understand. You have the Gang of Eight. The Gang of Eight are Republicans and Democrats who said, fuck it, we're going to come up with a solution. My question is,
right,
why ain't nobody listening to the Gang of Eight? Nobody's listening to the Gang of Eight. It's not like, oh, Pelosi is listening to the Gang of Eight and the McConnell's not. Nobody's listening to the Gang of Eight. I'm listening to the Gang of Eight because the Gang of Eight said, let's get something through now and then work on the rest later. The biggest thing is,
correct,
you have so many people out here who are unemployed. They're getting ready to lose their unemployment. They showed a woman who's going to be evicted because the moratorium on evictions is being lifted. She said, she told her landlord, I can pay you something, but I can't pay you everything. And he said, guess what? When the moratorium is lifted, you got to go. And I'm going to tell everybody, I'm not upset with the landlord. So when anybody, when people start saying, the landlord has to understand. No, the landlord does not have to understand. How many times do we, why should we be telling other people to understand? How about the government stepped in and ensured these people are able to pay their bills? Nobody thought about COVID-19. It's not like these people are choosing to be unemployed. This is not people saying, I want a handout. But guess what? If you cannot fucking work, you cannot pay your bills. Guess what?
Yep.
We still have a lot of industries. I can't speak for no state but Michigan, but right now the restaurants are back down to carry out. So if you got a carry out, you probably only got 5-6 people working. Now, you look at restaurants that might have had 40 or 50 employees down to 5 or 6. Guess what?
Yep.
Those are people who are not working. You have a lot of offices that they cannot work from home. These people cannot go in. My son is one of those people. He lost his job because they had them furloughed, and then they said, guess what? We just not going to bring you back because guess what?
Right.
He worked for office. He worked for Staples or one of them. Staples,
yep.
Office Depot.
Yep.
He worked for one of them, but he was a sales manager. Well, guess what? How many people buy office supplies right now? If everybody's working at home and doing everything on the fucking computer, ain't nobody buying office supplies. Guess what? My son is one of those people who's jobless. He's in the process of looking for a new skill so he could go back to work. You think my son wants to sit here and lose his house? He has a mortgage. He's not trying to do that. But look at the number of people who, restaurant workers, small business,
bars. I mean, right here in Oklahoma, they have restricted bars and restaurants. Shut down at midnight unless you have a drive-thru. My sister is a bartender, manager at a local bar. And it's like, okay, business is going to hurt. Okay, understandably, it's a spreader. Now also, restaurants, same thing. But restaurants, you got to walk in, put your mask on, wear it, done deal. Like today, me and my daughter went Christmas shopping. Well, we went and had breakfast restaurant, and it's like awesome. So
see, restaurants
are
not open at all here. They are strictly carry out.
And see, we are here, but yes. And see, here we're only open restaurants for 5 a.m. until 11 p.m. all week long, unless you are open 24 hours with a drive-thru. Then drive-thrus, you can stay open 24/7. Or
well, see,
have
guess
delivery.
What? The only ones, even restaurants that have drive-thrus, I can tell you, every single restaurant that has a dining room is closed.
Yes.
My favorite
correct.
Restaurant that I go to that during the other part of the pandemic, I was able to do a carryout order. They're not even doing carryouts now. A lot of places, because they cannot maintain, are not even doing carryouts. But then look at the clothing stores. Like I've told
yes.
people, go support your local bakery. Well, guess what? I looked, a lot of the bakeries were closed. I mean,
yes.
Krispy Kreme doing pretty good because I got the Krispy Kremes on 12/12. But,
yep.
I mean, hell, their lobby is closed. I can tell you that I don't eat out. I eat at home most of the time. The grocery store, they on jam. But, again,
mm-hmm.
with the number of things that are going on, this is one of those times people talk about socialism. Okay. Look at how many people don't have stuff right now. It would be nice if the government would come in and give people $1,000 a month. Guess what? Because
yep.
nobody chose to be unemployed. This is not they want a welfare check. People would rather be working. First of all, let me tell you something about people with children. As a parent, I can tell you that if I had children and they had to be homeschooled and I had to work at home, I might pull out all my fucking hair, because I can tell you, I used to tell people, I went to work to get the fuck away from my children. There comes a
yes.
time when you don't want to be around your children 24/7, and when they're in that fucking tween and teenage years, you don't want to be around their bitch asses, because when you come home, you got to do soccer, you got to do football, you got to do volleyball, you got to do this, you got to hear motherfuckers arguing with each other. No, I used to go to work to get the fuck away from my children. So the fact that all these parents are at home with their children, I can tell you, don't think there ain't nobody trying to sit at home. Ain't nobody trying to sit at home with their goddamn children. This is not
right.
Ozzy and Harriet time. Because I can tell you, I love my son and daughter. I love them immensely. But first of all, I've talked to a number of parents who are homeschooling right now. When I say homeschooling, they're doing their job from home. Their child has a computer or a tablet, and guess what? Some of them got crazy-ass schedules.
Mm-hmm.
My dental hygienist has three children. Her children, because of their age, they're still allowed to go to school because the high schools are closed here. High schoolers can't go to school. The younger grades can go, so they're getting a chance to go and socialize, which thank God for that. But she said what it is they're doing, instead of doing full days, I think she said her kindergartner is at home in the morning, or he must be in first grade. He's at home in the morning, then he goes to school in the afternoon. But in the morning, he's not at home just chilling. He's homeschooling in the morning. So the teacher, you know, is mm-hmm. doing everything via Zoom. But the whole thing, her 8-year-old is at school. And then it flips, he's homeschooling in the afternoon. And she's got a newborn. So this shit is crazy. But I'm getting back to you, the United States Postal Service, because I'm going to bring in Randy, because Randy's been holding for a minute. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm all right.
Hello, Randy.
Hey. Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome.
I'm so, like, happy and sad at the same time.
Oh,
today.
Wow.
Yep.
Well,
I
let's
think
start
I saw
with the sad
today
part.
Or yesterday on Facebook.
The sad part
yeah.
is I found my mother's in the hospital with COVID.
Right.
Oh.
She's suffering from COVID. I talked with her today, and she's fine. She's hanging in there. So, matter of fact, I'm gonna do that. Call her every day just to make check on her.
Good.
I'm gonna check on her every day. But the happy part is, here's the happy part. Charlie Brown Christmas is on
tonight. The Ravens one?
Yeah. Charlie Brown Christmas is on tonight. That made my night.
Oh, wow.
I did not see that. I didn't know they were on tonight.
It was on PBS.
It was
on PBS. Public.
I just didn't know when they were showing it, but then.
Okay, that's okay.
I've been
okay.
Doing other things.
Yeah, it was on tonight, and
nice.
That made me happy.
Well, y'all
want to
hear something funny? Y'all want to hear something funny? This will be the funny. This ain't got nothing to do with politics or nothing. Mm. Me and my daughter were watching the Lions game, and my camera went off on my house. Well, me and my daughter are in the house and the dogs are in the house. So we're like, what the fuck? You know, because whenever my camera goes off, I was like, well, let me look to see. Okay, all
mm-hmm.
I see is a car zooming out the driveway. I didn't look to see what camera it was. So
mm-hmm.
my daughter's like, somebody's still in my car. Because she's like, oh, my God. You know, so I call 911. She gets to the door. She's like, my car's still here? All we saw, because it was dark, it was my next-door neighbor. First of all, the old man next door to me never leaves at night. So for him to leave the house after 6 p.m., I don't know who was visiting, but they zoomed out of the driveway, and it takes a lot. I have my motion detector set really high on that side of the house so that it does not get set off easily, like from his car. So the way his car, whoever was driving his car, and I'm going to assume that it might have been his daughter or whatever, whoever it was, they zoomed so quick that it actually stopped the motion detector on my house. So I called the police.
Wow.
Well, the police, before they answered, I hung up. Well, because the police can see where I call from with my cell phone, the police called
yep.
back. Now, it didn't pop up police. They called back. They said, is everything okay? And I was just like, I am so sorry. I was like, we thought someone had stolen my daughter's car. It was the wrong camera. The camera on the other side of my house picked up my neighbor. I actually told him, I was like, the camera picked up my neighbor's car because it's dark. We didn't see which car it was, and I didn't pay attention to see what camera had picked up the car. And I was just like, hey, you know, I was like, okay, at least I know the police call. But it still was, this one knows, like, damn. And we weren't drunk. You know, I guess I would have thought okay if I was drunk, but I was fucking sober. So that shit to me is funny as hell, because I'm like, okay, I didn't look at the name on the camera, and I have all my camera's names, so I know the area. And when I went and looked at it again, I was like, oh, shit, that was the other side of the house. But again, if it would have been in the daytime, I would have saw the color of the car, and I would have known it wasn't my daughter's. But it was dark.
Oh.
And
right.
The way my cameras are set up is that it will... If there's enough light, it'll pick up the color. It'll actually, like, do the night vision and pick up the actual true color. But because of how quick it went, the night vision didn't get a chance to kick in on that camera.
Damn,
so
they
like,
pulled out quick.
Yes.
You got snow on the ground up there?
No.
And see,
yeah,
down here.
And we're supposed to get snow
in Baltimore
on Wednesday. We're supposed to get
snow
on Wednesday.
We got rain instead.
I got 4 inches today, and what's bad is all the streets were slush. Now they're wet. Oh, yeah. It's going to freeze tonight. So I've got it locked in four-wheel drive right now, and I'll pull out in the morning about 2 hours before I have to go to work.
Mm.
But, yeah, if it's too bad, yeah, okay. I'm turning around going back home.
Yeah,
now, we did not
important.
Get any snow. Northern Michigan got snow, but we got the rain, and that was only yesterday. Now, it's cold. Don't get me wrong. It is cold, but we did not get the snow. But I did make sure that I have snow in my snowblower. I have gas in my snowblower, and I did start up my snowblower to make sure that it worked. But the funny thing about that is that I bought a new gas can because I have gas in my garage, but I couldn't remember if that was gas for the snowblower or gas for my lawnmower. Well, the gas for my snowblower I can put in my lawnmower, but the gas for my lawnmower I cannot put in my snowblower. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go buy a new can to be safe. Apparently, I needed a college degree to fucking learn how to use the fucking damn new gas can. Now, I went and bought gas. I have gas in the brand new gas can. I even labeled the gas can. I got snowblower written all on it. But this damn bitch-ass gas can, the way they had it, I had to push or pull something. Whatever it was, I had to go and, you know, magnify shit so I could read it. It took me about 10 minutes. I was like, oh, I'm so glad ain't no damn snow on the ground because I'd be mad as hell trying to get the damn gas into the damn snowblower. So,
oh, wow.
I know the snowblower is good, so it's gas in there. Now I know how to use my new gas can. But we do not have any snow, thank goodness.
And we're supposed to get snow on Wednesday. Well, all I got to say is every time when the weatherman says something about my area, I say to myself, I'll see it when I believe it. Because every time, because most of the time.
But you guys are off the Atlantic Ocean, so you have a better chance of getting that snow because of the ocean, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Greg?
Well, I mean, where Randy's at, he's got more chances with nor'easters, where you got more chances with almost like lake effect.
Yeah, for me, I would get lake effect, but because they're closer to the Atlantic Ocean, and I know that's why New York and Jersey and all them did a lot of snow, because even though the ocean is supposed to be warm, the ocean get cold in the winter, so that whole area there gets a lot of snow because of the ocean and the Potomac.
Yes. To where me being more landlocked, you know, we're getting stuff from basically Pacific, Northwest, all Pacific, or sometimes even from the Gulf of Mexico, depending on where the front or low is coming in from and the wind and all that. But normally it all comes out of Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. And that's where ours came from today, was mostly Arizona and New Mexico south.
Yeah, for
and
us.
In my front yard, I got 4 inches.
Well, like I said, when we get snow, I know it's going to be bad. And I can tell everybody, I already got new tires on my car. I'm good. I just took care of a lot of shit. So I'm not really worried about, you know, as they say how some people be worried. I was like, I ain't worried about, listen, I ain't trying to go venture in the snow, but guess what? If I got to leave my house in the snow, I'm not worried about, you know, balding tires or whatever, because I know I might have a good grip. And my doctor, but because of the way COVID is here, pretty much all my doctors are doing telemedicine. I haven't sat in a doctor's office in, oh goodness, I don't know how long. It's been some months. And my last doctor's appointment I had last week, doctor did televisit on my computer. I was like, thank God I've got a computer and an iPad and all the other good shit. Because I was ready, you know, ready for the visit. So.
Oh, I just found out.
This week I got to go get a.
Go ahead.
This week I've got to go get a CT scan. But naturally they can't do that from home. Because if they could, I would be like, yes, let's do it from home.
guess what? Recently, I just found out, and I found out from the internet, another movie theater in my town is closed up for good. Another movie theater, and I think it has something to do with COVID.
Oh yeah,
one movie theater.
I don't believe it because a lot of I want to say that AMC said they weren't going to open back up. I know by me that the Imagine Theaters, they're no, what AMC is doing is that AMC is actually letting you watch
streaming
movies at home. They're
yeah,
doing streaming.
Streaming on HBO.
Imagine, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm not going up nobody's. First of all, I'm going to ask something, and I know ain't nobody going to give me an answer. But why are all these motherfuckers up in the goddamn mall? See, I have become the perfectionist on online shopping. And when I say I have come to perfectionist, see, I can still shop at JCPenney, Macy's, Kohl's, and all them places, Best Buy, Target, mm-hmm. because you know what they have created that they better not ever get rid of now? They have curbside pickup. And curbside
yes.
pickup is a beautiful thing because you pull up, you normally call the store, or you go into their email and you say, I'm here, and they will put that shit in your backseat or in your trunk. You ain't got to never deal with nobody. Why are people still going up in these motherfucking stores? Because curbside pickup is the best. If there's nothing good that came out of COVID-19, curbside pickup, oh, it is a beautiful thing. I have driven places, and I'm like, why the fuck are people going in the damn mall? I'm like, are you crazy?
Sure,
there is nothing
the
I need in the mall. There is nothing.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the malls are packed
know.
Here. The malls are packed, but I will tell you, curbside pickup is a beautiful thing. I tell everybody, if you don't want to use a credit card, guess what? You go to a grocery store and you get you a prepaid Visa gift card, and you can continue to use that, and you just load money on that. And guess what? The money you load on there is just strictly for your shopping. I have had a prepaid gift card for almost 15 years now. I barely use it now because I now use my other debit cards, but when I was getting myself back where I didn't have a credit card and I was trying to get myself in order, I had a prepaid debit card. I'm telling you,
yep.
it took me a long time to get used to online shopping. But I'm telling you, the curbside pickup is a beautiful thing. Now, I use gift cards for a lot of shit. So, again, people still ain't getting into my account because I'm buying gift cards and I'm using those gift cards to do my shopping. So, again, I'm still on that safe side. People, one of the reasons why I probably haven't caught COVID, even though I've been shopping, it's because I believe in curbside pickup. JCPenney, Macy, Kohl's, Target, they all have curbside pickup. The grocery store has curbside pickup. I just can't see nobody picking my food, so I still physically go into the grocery store because, you know, everybody ain't going to pick your vegetables and stuff the way you want to. I don't care what you say. Nobody is going to pick your vegetables like you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, well that's fine.
And ain't nobody gonna pick your fish or your beef. I don't care how much you tell me with the price range. You know, I know how I want to look at my meat. Cause see, if I give you a price range, but you bring me a piece of beef and it's 2 tons of fucking fat just cause it fits into my price range, I'm gonna be mad as hell. So I'm gonna
yep.
physically do my own grocery shopping. But I'm telling
yes.
everybody, even for my dog food. Now, I have been stalking dog food. I finally found I'm not going to say where I found my dog food at because I don't want nobody going into my source. But my dog is now good for about 6 weeks because I
there
had to literally stalk. I had to stalk some pet stores like I was a crack addict. I don't know how crack addicts feel because I've never been a crack addict. But crack addicts go through what I went through looking for fucking dog food. Oh, my God. I was like, placing an order for dog food. They sent me back an email. Nope, we're out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yep.
I had to, like, do 3 or 4 different stores. Like, this is after I done paid for this shit. And they're like, guess what, bitch? We're sorry. We have canceled your order because we ain't got that shit in our store.
Yeah.
So I finally found my dog food. Dog food. We're not talking about toilet paper. I finally found my dog food. And I will tell everybody, my dog doesn't eat some bougie-ass damn dog food. He eats Pedigree. The Pedigree canned dog food, but he has the choice cuts. He ain't got that damn shit that look like fucking mash or hash. He got the choice cuts that's got rice and green peas and all that other stuff in it. Okay. I'm looking for fucking dog food. I finally found dog food. I'm like, okay, we good. I got dog food. Now, toilet paper, I have been blessed. I did not have to stop for toilet paper at all because I've always kept a nice supply of toilet paper because I figured that you should always, first of all, when people was losing minds over toilet paper, I'm like, okay, you guys don't shit no other time? Because, see, I always had toilet paper. I wasn't worried about that. Now, Lysol or wipes, I went through a little stopping stage, but I'm good on that, too. I got Lysol, I got wipes. And toilet paper, like I said, I ain't never had a problem with. And my detergent.
Go!
We're watching the football game?
Okay, watching the game.
Hell yes. Bills, interception, touchdown.
Okay, I just glanced up. Does anybody else feel creeped out by the new commercials that they're doing? You know, instead of, since COVID-19, doing people is too dangerous. So now they're doing cartoon characters. Grubhub has a pregnant cartoon character. I'm like, okay, and everybody, okay, first of all, here in Michigan, it started with Kroger. Kroger had the non-really specific, so they was doing their commercials, and they was dancing in their commercials. They was talking about low, 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 low for the prices. So now Grubhub is dancing in their damn commercials. Now, their commercial don't went so far as to have a pregnant character. You know, she drinking her damn latte or whatever because she ordered it from Grubhub. Okay, I want everybody to know the cartoon characters have gotten creepy. You know, at first I was like, oh, that's cute. They found another way to do it. You know, they using the damn round and stick figure and shit. Nah, they done got creepy. You know, first of all, is that when I look at the damn commercial and it's a cartoon figure, already doing what I talk about people, a man with socks on and fucking sandals. I still don't understand how men wear fucking socks with sandals. Sandals are not made for wearing socks. If you don't wear sandals, you don't wear socks.
Oh,
if you don't
no.
wear socks, put on a fucking pair of gym shoes. But again, they showing that.
You don't wear Crocs
so,
with a pair of socks. You don't wear flip-flops. With socks.
They done showed all this.
Hell no.
Isn't that creepy? The cartoon characters are getting the creepiest the fucking damn real people. So again, COVID's got to end so we can get back seeing people in commercials because the cartoon characters are dancing. Like I said, Grubhub is the latest one, and now they got the damn pregnant woman, the pregnant cartoon character. You know, along with the other creepy characters.
I haven't seen that commercial.
I haven't seen that one either.
Look for the Grubhub commercial. Grubhub is actually, you know, to get your shit delivered, Grubhub.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the Grubhub.
Yep.
It's a creepy cartoon commercial because I don't think you should have pregnant cartoon characters. You shouldn't have cartoon characters wearing socks and sandals. You know, they're just doing some weird dancing, you know. You know, you got people, again, it's one of those where we got to get COVID. Let's say they got to find a cure for COVID-19 because the fucking damn commercials for these different places have gotten more creepy. The grocery store has cartoon characters and Grubhub has cartoon characters. I want to see who else going to have fucking cartoon characters. Now, it's really kind of scared me because I don't want to. You know, I don't want to see no damn movie with the cartoon characters having sex, okay? Because that's what's going to happen next. Now, I'm just saying. You know, I ain't trying to look up and they got the damn cartoon characters at the end and talking about, oh, honey, whatever, you know, whatever the fuck they do. I don't want to see that. Cartoon characters are starting to creep me out.
Yeah.
You know, I like my cartoon characters doing regular things. I can handle Marge Simpson, you know, because they don't look like real people. You know what I'm saying? They look like people, but they don't. I mean, let's keep it real.
Mm.
But they're trying to make these new cartoon characters look like people. And they dancing. I'm so sick of seeing cartoon characters dance. It's, like, really pissing me off. I don't want to see another
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
No,
everybody wants
fine.
To hear me
vent
about cartoon character
if
things.
I just can't handle it. The only time I order food is basically online. Basically, I call in. It's Chinese. I go pick it up. If it's pizza, they'll deliver it. If it's Grubhub or any of them.
Most people are doing
oh,
it.
Oh, hell no.
Most people are doing
I don't
doing
do that
now.
Because they pay more. I was like, shit, I only wanted two hamburgers from Burger King for $5. But yeah, Grubhub, okay.
Charge you.
$10 for delivery.
Kiss
my girlfriend told me that she has a restaurant, and I had looked on Grubhub, and she said, no, you shouldn't be seeing us on Grubhub. I forget the other one, but she said that she quit using Grubhub because Grubhub was taking too much money. Even
yep.
though the prices for her restaurant were correct, what they were charging, they weren't charging me the delivery. They were charging her like a fee. So let's say they charged
yeah.
me $2 for delivery. They were charging her another $4 or $5, so they were cutting into her profit. And Grubhub,
yeah.
I don't know if they've corrected it, but Grubhub was putting restaurants on their list that they were not authorized to have. And people were placing their orders through Grubhub, and Grubhub, instead of having their employees identify they were Grubhub, they were going to pick them up as the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And
crazy.
They were making money off of people, you know, and they didn't know they were ordering from Grubhub. Then people called the restaurant, hey, you missed this. And like, hey, you can't. They was like, no, I ordered through Grubhub. So I think
right.
they corrected that. But see, I will be honest, I'm a Uber Eats girl. And that's only because I use Uber, so I don't need to have 5 million apps. So I'll go on Uber Eats for that. I don't order anything to be delivered because I've been cooking at home.
Yeah.
Why order it when I can cook
well,
it?
Yep, same here. I've been cooking unless, oh, I want a pizza. Okay, they'll deliver. Buy the pizza.
See, I'm watching
tip
all
them
my
well
calories
because that's all self-contained.
But see, I've been doing my weight management. So with my weight management, I've been really watching what I eat. So when I order out, even though I'm allowed to order out, I really watch what I order. And it's like,
right.
okay, I ain't trying to do this. I ain't trying to do that. As they say, I just kind of go with the flow. But, I mean, I've been eating salads. I try to make sure 6 out of 7 days I eat salad.
Yeah.
So if I eat salad 6 out of 7 days, I'm doing good. And I've actually lost about 13 pounds so far. So this gonna be should be tight by the summer. I mean, the way COVID is making, where everybody else talking about they putting on their COVID 15, listen, I'm dropping weight. I plan on being a sexy ass
yes.
bitch when COVID is over.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I could join you with eating salads, you know, most of the time, but I hate going to the restroom, especially up there at work, because greens
yeah,
go through
me.
Yeah,
I can understand that, too,
quick.
Because a salad will make you go. Salad
yes.
is the best thing to make you go. It keeps you regular. So I do understand you on that. And what I've done where I was actually making my salads, I had thought, like, these good salad mixes, they're the chopped salads, they have the different flavors, and the calories are like
oh, yeah.
only 180 or 190 calories, and them damn things are good.
Yes. Now, I agree there,
but
the toilet paper we have up there at work, I mean, it's damn near John Wayne strength.
Oh, God.
It will rip your ass. If you have to go three times a day, you're going to get a ripped ass. And I can't go 2-3 times a day and 2 times in the morning before I even get dressed to go to work.
I completely understand you on that one. So since we done talked about the ripped up ass and the salad, I think we're going to end it on the ripped up ass. So we know we gonna eat we know I'm eating salads, and we know that Greg gets his ass ripped up, and we know that we got one more week before we go on break. Next week I'm gonna tell everybody we gonna play it by ear. Right now we gonna come on, but don't be surprised if I put out a tweet that says show canceled. But we're not canceling right now. We're gonna play it by ear. And I want everybody to have a great week. Be safe. You know, those who have bad inclement weather, be safe in that. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Keep all four wheels on the ground.
Bye.
Bye. Love all y'all. Bye.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.